Now, we're going to continue to deal with the same subject of how to keep yourself from the wicked one. Well, thank God there is a way to keep yourself from the wicked one, and the Scriptures show us how to do it. So we're going to take the time to go into it in detail and find out how to do that. Now, number four under that was to let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Now, I want us to go to Philippians chapter 4, and I want us to read, well, we'll start reading with verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, Paul's telling us here some secrets of how to keep yourself from the wicked one. First of all, he said, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, someone said, Brother Capps, that's just too hard to do. You just can't do that. You just can't always rejoice in the Lord. Well, now, I want you to know that Paul was a man that if anyone ever had the excuse not to rejoice in the Lord, I guess you'd have to say he did. Because, you see, he and Silas were in jail, been beaten, and their back was lacerated, bleeding no doubt, and their hands and feet in stocks, and they sang praises to God at midnight. I know that it's hard to do it sometimes, but this is what Paul said to do. Now, don't get the wrong idea here. He's not telling you to rejoice because you're in that situation. He says rejoice in the Lord, not because of the situation, but rejoice in the Lord. He says, be careful for nothing, or not to be anxious in anything. Now, I want to bear hard on that so you won't miss it. He said, don't be anxious in anything. Be careful for nothing is a little bit misleading to us today because, you see, we use that word careful a little different today. But be anxious in nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, notice he's talking about a request. He's talking about prayer. In prayer, let your request be made known unto God. Now, this is one of the ways, of course, of keeping yourself from the wicked one. Jesus told you that. We read over there where he said to his disciples one day, he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Well, evidently, we can escape some of the problems, the tests, the troubles, the problems of life that come our way if we would watch and pray. Because Jesus said to do it, that you enter not into it. So if you were going to do it to enter not into it, that would mean that praying and watching would keep yourself from some of these things. So these are instructions that Paul is giving us. Be careful for nothing and everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now, notice the word with thanksgiving. He's talking about when you begin to pray, begin to thank God, to praise God, to give God thanks for what you have prayed for. Someone said, well, why do I do that? I don't have it yet. But if you're praying according to the Word of God and according to the will of God, then you believe you receive when you pray. So when you pray is when you would begin to give thanks. That's when you begin to see the image of that thing that you have prayed about being formed inside you and knowing that it's already committed to God, that it's already done. As far as God's concerned, it belongs to you. And he said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Now, some of you are having trouble with that. You're having trouble of having peace of mind and being able to walk in the light of what God's Word has said here. I know that it seems like the wrong thing to do sometimes. There's something that will just rise up inside you and just seem to say, well, now that won't work. There's no need of doing that. That's just, you know, that's mind over matter. No. Now, wait a minute. That's not mind over matter. That's the Word of God, prayer, and faith over all matter. Thank God, and I'm here to tell you folks, it'll work. It'll change your life. It'll change the circumstance. Begin to give thanks unto God when you pray. You see, James 5:1 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now, see, he's talking about specifically wisdom there concerning trials and tests. But actually, when you study it, it'll work. That is a principle that works in anything that you ask God for. When you ask, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. In other words, you won't get it by begging, by pleading, by crying, by all the religious things that sometimes we've tried to do, you know, to just try to kind of con God into giving us something. No, he said it is by praying the prayer of faith. The Bible teaches us that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. You see, it's the faith that's involved in the thing that gets it to work for you. All right, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be anxious, overwrought, and distraught about everything that comes down the road. You can lose more battles, you can lose more victory by, you know, just going that way with it and just getting all bent out of shape, so to speak, over the thing. Well, we need to learn to rest in the Word of the Lord, commit it to God in prayer with supplication, prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind. Now, notice there's two things to keep, the heart and the mind. The inner man must be kept, and the mind must be kept. You see, you're going to have to cast down some imaginations. You're going to have to do away with that old bad case of the what-ifs. Some of you get a bad case of the what-ifs every time a problem comes along. Well, it's time that we learn to put away those things and to walk in faith towards God's Word and toward what we pray. Now, look at verse 8. Paul sums it up with this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, someone said, yeah, but now I just can't do that. Well, now, wait a minute. Paul said to do it. The Spirit of God inspired him to write that. If he said you could do it, I believe you can do it. It's when you begin to agree with that and begin to line up your speech and your action with what God's Word said that you'll be able to do it. Well, someone said, well, yeah, but you don't understand. It is true that I've got all this problem. And it is honest. And, well, yeah, it may be. It may be all that. But it's not of good report. It's not lovely. So don't think on it. I see people accuse you at times of saying, oh, well, now that's mind over matter. But no, it's not. It's the faith of God's Word, the power of faith to bring you forth through every circumstance, through every obstacle that's before you, when you begin to be obedient to God's Word. But you see, if you're not obedient to God's Word, you can't expect to have the things God said you could have if you don't expect to do the things God said for you to do to get it. Well, these are available to you. The peace of God will keep your heart and mind, but you must think on that which is good, pure, perfect, lovely, of good report. And you think on these things. If there's any virtue, anything to be praised, anything that's good, think on that. Now, the reason for that is this, that it'll keep the answer before you. See, if you dwell on the problem all the time, it puts an image of the problem inside you. Well, you need to know that you can be delivered from that. You can be set free from it by doing what God said to do about it. Just cast that on the Lord. Words give place to the devil. Now, I want to say that again. Words give place to the devil. Fear-filled words will bring the devil on the scene, the same as faith-filled words will bring God on the scene. So it depends on what words you speak, of course. Faith-filled words will put you over. Words produce faith, or words produce fear. That's the reason you need to think on what is good, what is pure, perfect, lovely, and of good report. There's some of you now that in the bad situation, you need a miracle in your life. You need the power of God to come to your aid. If you'll begin to do what Paul said to do here and not be anxious about it, but just simply with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And then begin to praise God for it, thank God for it, believe that it's happened just like God's Word said it did. It'll change your life. Let's go to Psalms chapter 17 and verse 3. I want you to see something here that the psalmist David said that is one of the keys, I believe, to keeping ourselves from the enemy in this life. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Now notice, the psalmist David said, I have purposed. In other words, he'd purposed in his heart that his mouth would not transgress. See, keep ourselves from the wicked one by keeping our mouth. Now look at verse 4. He brings it into the context here. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Now is there any doubt in your mind who the destroyer is? I don't believe there is. See, the devil is called the destroyer all through the Bible. He's called the deceiver, the destroyer. And here David says, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips. Whose lips? God's lips. By thy words, in other words, it has kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings and thy path, that my footsteps slip not. In other words, his words, God's words, that David would speak, would hold up his paths. Thank God. I'll tell you, you can find some things in here that'll set you free. Glory be to God. Now I want us to go to a passage of Scripture in Psalms 34. Let's link it up with this, and it'll help us to understand it. Psalms 34:12. What man is he that desireth life, loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Now, what he is saying here is almost the same thing. The man that desireth life, loveth many days, in other words, you want to live long on the earth, that he may see good, keep your tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking deceit. In other words, don't speak anything that is not in line with the Word of God. See, you hear so many Christians at times speaking all kinds of doubt, fear, unbelief, speaking things that do not line up with the Word of God. Well, I want you to know that God wants us to speak what God's Word says, say what He said about us, and to line our speech up with the Word of God. When you begin to do that, it will keep you from the path of the destroyer. So what David is saying here in the 17th chapter, verse 4, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Notice, it was something that David did. It was not something that someone else did. It was something that David did himself. So we need to learn to apply these things in our own lives. Because God has set His Word, or given us His Word, sent His Word to us to set us free from the bondage of the enemy. Well, thank God we can be free from it. Now I want us to go to Psalms 119. This chapter is the longest chapter of the Psalms. In fact, I believe it's the longest chapter in the Bible. And I want us to see some things out of that, because it'll help you to know that David had some of the same problems that you have. And here's the way he learned to deal with those things and to keep himself from the wicked one. We'll begin reading with Psalms 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. In other words, David said, I've kept myself from the destroyer by the words of thy lips. In other words, he took God's word and he put it into his heart by speaking it there. Now, I want you to know that the way you put the Word of God in your heart is to speak it in there. Sometimes people say, well, Brother Capps, I don't understand how in the world that you can get the faith of God inside you. Well, you get it there by speaking the Word of God, speaking it into your heart. Paul says it gets in your mouth first, then it gets in your heart. Well, thank God it will. Now, verse 12 said, Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Now, David said, with my lips I have done it. Now, you see, in the scripture we read in the 17th Psalm was that by the words of thy lips I kept me from the paths of the destroyer, or we could say the same thing, by the kept me from the paths of the wicked one. See, John 10:10 is the dividing line of the Bible. You need to learn that. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Now notice what he said here. "With my lips I have declared all the judgments. I have declared them." In other words, he says, "I put them in my mouth because God said it, David said, I just started saying it too." Well, you can do that, you see. He said, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Now, testimonies, he's talking about, is the Word of God, what is recorded in God's Word. So he said, "I rejoiced in the Word of God as much as in all riches." Let me tell you something. The Word of God is more powerful. It's quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, the Bible tells us. And it is greater than riches. I tell you, you can take the Word of God and get you some riches. Thank God for that. I'll tell you, you can. "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." Well, he said, "I'm just going to take the Word of God. I'm going to meditate on it and have respect unto the ways of God." Well, that's one of the ways you can keep yourself from the wicked one, is begin to meditate the Word of God. See, by doing this, it will let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See, it's not the things that go into the mouth that defileth a man. Jesus said this in the 15th chapter of Matthew. It's not what goes into a man that defileth him, but it's a thing that comes out of him. Now, some of you have been saying some things that you didn't realize it, but it's absolutely building a failure image inside you, and you're seeing yourself in the hands of the enemy. You're seeing yourself defeated in life. You're seeing yourself without sufficient power to overcome the devil, and part of it has come by the words you've spoken, some of them because you've prayed the wrong things, you've prayed the problem, you've prayed different things that have, and said different things that caused you to get an image of failure. Well, I want you to know that God's Word gives you an image of victory. Praise the Lord. It's available to you by meditation of the Word of God. Now, David said in verse 16, "I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word." In other words, thy word will continually be in my mouth. That's what he's saying. I will continually keep the word in my mouth. Verse 25, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word." Now, that's an interesting statement. He said, "My soul cleaveth to the dust." In other words, the flesh. I assume that's what he's talking about, the flesh. Because, you see, the fleshly man was made, the body of Adam was made out of dust. So he said, "My soul cleaveth unto the flesh." But he said, "Quicken thou me according to thy word." Well, some people wouldn't know what that would mean. If you were to pray that and say, "Well, Lord, quicken me according to your word," well, how would that mean? Some of you don't even know what God said in his word. If he quickened you according to his word, you wouldn't even know about it. You wouldn't know what it meant. Well, you see, we must get into the Word of God, dig out these things, and find out what he said about us. Quicken us according to his word. Well, David said some things here that help you in this area. Now, go on with me over to verse 40. "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." So he's learned some things from the precepts of God. He says, "I've longed after thy precepts." And he said, "Let thy mercy come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word." So in other words, he knew what God said about deliverance. He knew what God said about the salvation that would come. According to the word, he said, "Let it come." Well, we need to learn to do that. Study the Word of God. Find out what the New Testament said belongs to you. Then just pray that way. Say, "Lord, I mean, quicken me according to thy word. Deliver me according to the Word of God. Strengthen me according to the Word of God." See, God's Word says that he sent his word and healed us. He sent his word and delivered us. Well, it'll do that if we'll get it in our mouth and continually say it. He said, "Take not thy word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgments." Well, thank God we have hope in the Word of God, because God's Word is truth, and it'll put you over in life every time you speak it, if you'll just keep it in your mouth. I want you to notice what God told Joshua. Now, this comes right in line with some of the things that David is saying here. God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8, "Let not this book of the law depart out of your mouth." In other words, just keep it in there. Keep saying what God said. Just keep voicing what God said in His Word. And He said, "Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success." Well, now, who was it that was going to make his way prosperous? Well, it was Joshua, wasn't it? By doing what God said to do. All right, we have the same situation here where we're talking about keeping ourselves from the wicked one or from the devil, the enemy. And David is telling us some things that he did. He says that he kept the word of God in his mouth. "So shall I keep," we're in verse 44 now, 119th Psalm, "so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever." In other words, he's just talking about keeping it in his mouth. The preceding verse said, "And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I hope in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed." In other words, he's saying, "Well, I'll just keep the word of God. I'll just keep your words, Father, in my mouth, and I will continually speak, say, quote, and be found with it always in my mouth." Now go to verse 17. "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I will keep thy words." He said he would do it. Now, some of you need to begin to say this, because this is where the church as a whole is missing it. They never dared to say that I'll keep the word of God. They didn't dare to speak it out. They just kind of backed off and said, "Well, you know, I'll just do the best I can." No, thank God the best you can is not good enough if you don't say some things. See, if you don't speak it forth, if you don't say it, it won't get into your spirit. Now, when you begin to speak and to say, it'll get in your spirit, and then you'll be able to do it. Now, this is part of the reason that David was able to say and do the things that he did, because he said, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words." He said it. He made it a faith statement out of his mouth. He said, "I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word." Now go down to verse 72. "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." Well, I want you to know God's word is greater than riches. It's greater than all that you could obtain in this life, because God's word will get you healed. God's word will get you well mentally, physically, financially, spiritually. It'll do things that money can't do for you. Well, you know that. It has to, because money can't save your soul, and the Word of God can. Praise the Lord. All right, now look in the 97th verse. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. In other words, David said, I continually use it and meditate upon it daily. "Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for thou art forever with me." They are forever with me. He said, the word or the commandments, the word of God has made me wiser than my enemies. How many of you would like to be wiser than your enemies? Well, your enemy is the devil. And he's saying here that because of the word of God, I'm wiser than the enemy. I'm wiser than my enemies, not only the devil, but all the other enemies that he had. He said, I'm wiser than they. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditation. Now, he tells you the reason for that. Because, he says, I meditate in the testimonies are in the Word of God. Let me tell you something. Meditating in the Word of God and using the testimony of God's Word is one of the reasons why that you are capable and able to walk in the light of God's Word and put Satan down and would defeat him, walk on him. Thank God the Word says Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father until the enemy has made his footstool. Well, thank God we need to get the devil under our feet by meditating the Word of God. Now, this is one of the one of the major areas where you will be able to gain the ability, the knowledge, and the understanding to defeat the enemy. See, he says here that he gained more understanding. He said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, because he meditated in the Word of God. Well, look at verse 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep thy word. Now, that's something that David did. Now, don't just go around saying, well, I'm just going to leave it all up to God. Because if you do that, actually what you're doing, you're leaving it up to the devil. There's some things that God expects you to do. And if you'll do those things, thank God you can keep yourself from the wicked one. But it's a matter of you doing what God said for you to do. Because if you don't do it, let me tell you, Mac, it won't be done, because God has left it in your power, in your ability to do it. He gave you the Word of God to give you the power to do it. Look at verse 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Then 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Not only did it show him where his feet was stepping, in other words, he could see through darkness, lamp. You see, they used lamps in those days. The footnote there says, candle, it is a candle to my feet, and the light unto my pathway, not only to where he's stepping, but he'd be able to see ahead where he was going. Now, some of you need to have the wisdom of God. You're in bad situation now. You need the wisdom of God. You mean need the mind and direction of the Spirit of God to minister to you. You're thinking right now, you're at the end of your rope. You don't know what in the world you're going to do. Well, I want you to know that God has the answer. And the way to get it is to believe God, act on His Word, receive the anointing of God upon your life, and He will deliver you from the hands of the wicked one. God will deliver you if you'll just walk in the light of the Word you have, what light you have. He'll reveal other wisdom. But you see, the problem is many people won't walk in the light of what God's already revealed to them. This message is concluded on side 2. Please turn your tape over.